I want to thank all of you for coming tonight. I want to thank Rachel Oates and Forrest Hill, who've been working full-time in our office. I want to thank Matt Gonzalez for being one of the most outstanding principals, inspiration. And second, I want to talk about the meaning of this city, of San Francisco, in the history of America, looking forward, and in the world. I want to thank Joe Chamberlain, who's chairing this meeting, who's a co-chair of the Green Party, and I want to thank all the Greens that are here and all the Greens throughout the United States who are back in the Nader Tomeo campaign. I want to thank Ignacio Acevedo, Pat Gray. I know Pat spoke before I got here, and you all know that Michael Moore has endorsed her. I want to also thank Michael Moore for the great service he is doing to this nation by his friends and his book. And I want to also thank a person. I've been looking for the right moment, because when I ran for governor in 2003, he headed up my campaign, and when we had our big rally, I forgot to thank him. I thanked everybody else. So I want to thank Tyler Snortenfeld for the great job he has done for the Green Party. I want to thank all the different groups that are not Greens that are here helping us. I want to thank the people here in San Francisco, from Frontline, from Solidarity, from the International Socialist Organization. I want to thank all the people who are here, are registered Democrats, or Libertarians, or Independents, that are not Greens. It's just not the Greens at all. And I even want to thank the Republicans that are here, because nothing's better than to learn the Republicans are starting to abandon George Bush. And of course, you can understand that they may not want to vote for Kerry, because they've already seen what his platform does. I mean, look, Kerry is not Bush light, he is Bush smart. His IQ is the square of Bush's. And that's an insult to Kerry. I want to thank Todd Creation from the International Socialist Organization for all the hard work he did to build this meeting. I want to thank Dee from the Green Party in Berkeley, who B and I disagreed on the recall election. And he's out there working so hard, getting petitions and getting people organized to get us on the ballot, which is something we all need to learn. When among progressives we have differences, respect each other. When in the recall election, a group of Greens thought it was wrong for me to run, and they set up a website, and the media came to me and said, "What do you think of this?" I said, "More power to them, go read it. That's what democracy is about. People are allowed to dissent. People have the right to say what they believe in. And we need a type of party that is not embarrassed by differences, but recognizes that's essential in a democracy. Truth can only be ascertained through the conflict of ideas. But there are some people this year who do not believe that is true, and believe that the way you move forward is by silencing voices and preventing ideas from being heard, and preventing positions that, in this case, as I want to explain in a second, actually represent the majority. Who are we in this room? You know what we are? You know what the Nader Tomeo campaign is? On the most crucial issue of this campaign, the war in Iraq, we are the overwhelming majority in the world. The Democratic and Republican parties represent an isolated minority in this world. There is not a single country where polls were taken in all of the Arab world, Africa, Asia, Latin America, even our two neighbors, Mexico and Canada, where the majority favored the war, and in not a single European country. So here's the majority point of view in the world, and people say that point of view should not be on the ballot and should not be allowed to be heard. What a concept of democracy. What a conception of what free elections are supposed to be. Now, I want to thank Nader, Ralph Nader. There is nobody else in this nation like him. There is no one. There is no one with the standing he has before the public who has stood up to say to the American people, we are losing our democracy. These two parties represent money, not people. And we have to fight for what other countries have. In America, we do not have free elections. We have manipulated elections. The point of view we are presenting in this campaign is what Nader calls the solution revolution. Let me give you an example. Take the George Bush tax cut. We could have taken one-third of that money, we could have put solar on every home in the United States. We could have created jobs, lowered the price of energy, stimulated the solar industry to a point where it become competitive with the grid, and then solar could grow in itself. That could be done. You know, when you saw 9/11, the movie, remember how they showed that the Saudi dictatorship, you notice that they never call them dictators. They have funny names for them in the Arab world. They call them emirs, they call them all kinds of names, but they never in the media, until they turn anti-American, then they're dictators. So long as they're pro-American, they have some other little fancy name for them. But the dictatorship in Saudi Arabia has $1 trillion invested in the United States. I believe that's stolen money. They, as a dictatorship, have made a partnership with American corporations and European corporations to steal the oil and leave the masses of the Arab people in poverty. That $1 trillion belongs to the people of the Arab world. We should confiscate that money and return it to its proper owner. We should use that money to build schools and hospitals and to create jobs in the Arab world. We do that and the danger of terrorist attacks against the United States of America would come to an end. In fact, if Ralph Nader were elected president, you know that color thing? It'd go to bright green. The Patriot Act outlaws the Fourth Amendment. But the Congress, the Senate, and the President cannot change the Constitution. That belongs to you and me. It belongs to the people of America. And the founders of this nation made it very difficult to change to protect us. This is a conspiracy against the people by the Democratic and Republican Party. You cannot excuse a Paul Wellstone or a Barbara Boxer, the liberals who we agree with on many, many things, for having voted to take away the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution. Don't think for one second they did not fully understand what they were doing, and that what they were doing was an illegal act. None of them had the courage to stand up. We are fighting for crash programs and affordable housing, for rights for women, choice, to raise the standard of living of women everywhere in the world and women rights, because that's the only way, by improving the conditions of women, that we can ever stop the population explosion which is endangering our species. It is the only way forward. We are for gay marriage. We are for instant runoff voting. These are the things that we're trying to fight for. Look, we know where Bush stands. Bush is a little peculiar. You know, I mean, the people who say, oh, Bush is terrible, we have to get rid of him, they have a point. Bush is peculiar. You know, when you have a president who walks around with a 2,000-year-old book and believes the world was made in 7 days and dinosaurs never existed, you've got a problem. You got a president who thinks he's communicating with extraterrestrials who are telling him to go to war. This is serious. He needs psychiatric help. Whenever you hear people talking about war and God in the same phrase, that person needs help. It's nothing to do with religion. The so-called religious right in America is a political movement that uses religion for a cover. It is not a religious movement. It is a movement against progress. It is people who worship ignorance in the past and want to take us back. They want homophobia and they want to re-enslave women. That's what they want. The problem we got is that Kerry and Edwards have no plans to do anything about this. They're for the war. They're for the Patriot Act. They want to send more soldiers over there. They voted in a motion that said unequivocal support for George Bush and his conduct in the war. But let me tell you something else they did. They gave George Bush in January, when he gave his State of the Union address, they gave him 18 standing ovations. Okay? Now these are the people that tell us to shut up and not run because they're trying to get rid of Bush. They give him 18 standing ovations. You know what an opposition party would have done? When George Bush got up in 2002 and announced that he was going to violate all international laws and invade a sovereign nation without UN or anybody else's approval, if the Democrats had gotten up and walked out of the State of the Union in protest. Called on the American people, calling the American people to demonstrate in every single city in respect for our Constitution and for the rule of law in the world, Bush could never have done what he has done. Everything Bush has done that you in this room and the people of San Francisco oppose has been done because the Democratic Party has allowed it to happen and has supported it. Kerry is for taking the driver's license away from all the undocumented. He's for lowering corporate taxes. You know the corporate profits now are the largest margins ever in our history? Corporations used to pay 33% of federal taxes. Now they pay 7.8%. We have regressive taxes going all over the country, and Kerry announces his plan is to lower the taxes further when we have information that thousands, literally, corporations are not paying any taxes, and the estimate is $300 billion is not being collected every year while we're running a $500 billion deficit, and what Kerry's talking about is lowering their taxes further. But do you remember in the movie 9/11, and I presume most of you have seen it, if you haven't, please go see it, that the movie begins at the beginning with African-American Congress people getting up and saying that they want to investigate the denial of the right of African-Americans to vote in Florida. The reason they could not get the motion, the investigation in progress, is because not a single senator would join them. Now look, I want to tell you something. Look, I respect Michael Moore. It's a great movie. But I wish right there he had just shown the faces of Paul Wellstone, of Barbara Boxer, of all of these people that claim they're for peace, that they are for us, that they're for the people. Not one would stand up for free elections and for the rights of African America. Not one. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party denied the African-American people for 90 years the right to vote in violation of the 15th Amendment, and neither party has ever apologized for what they did. Now, there is a big mystery in this election, and I want to end with this. They're going to cut me off anyway, so. I want to end with this. You know what the biggest mystery of this campaign is? It's that the overwhelming majority of the people who say they're going to vote for Kerry and Edwards do not agree with them. Let me repeat that. The polls show that 40 to 50% of the people of the United States oppose the war. Most of those people say they're going to vote for Kerry and Edwards who are for the war. That is, we don't have elections where people are free to vote for what they believe in. And that, you know, Tom Paine once said, when things are done wrong for a long time, it appears like it's right. There is a great crime being committed right now in this nation, that these two parties have formed a methodology so that people think they're making decisions, that they are having an election, when in fact this whole thing is contrived, manipulated, and paid for. If the Democratic Party believes in democracy in the last 3.5 years, as Matt Gonzalez has repeatedly pointed out, they have done nothing to end the spoiler system. They don't care if Republicans get elected. The one thing they're not going to permit is that third parties be allowed in America and voices that are for peace and for social justice be heard. They want to keep us out of the debate. They want to keep us off the ballot. The Democratic Party is running a massive operation to try to prevent Ralph Nader from being heard in America and for people to have the right to vote. And people say, we're going to throw the election. Let me tell you something. Ralph Nader and I control two votes, my vote and his vote. You're all free to vote whichever way you want. The people make that decision. You don't make it for them. The Democratic campaign to keep us off the ballot, all of those, the Nation, Mother Jones, MoveOn, Rollover, whatever its name is, all of these organizations that tell us to shut up and go away, who they really are against is the people's right to decide how they're going to vote. Not for them to decide it. It is not for them to decide it. To join in a conspiracy with them against the people's right. The poll showed 12% of the youth are going to vote Nader Kamel. Look, I'm an old guy, okay? I'm a 60s person. And I want to tell you something. Generation after generation, we have fought the good fight. We won the right for civil rights for African Americans to a certain degree. We stopped the war in Vietnam by demonstrating massively in the streets. We didn't win any of this because the Democratic Party gave it to us. They were the ones who went to Vietnam and killed 2 million innocent people, and their candidate for president has a silver medal that he's very proud of because he killed a teenage Vietnamese defending his nation against foreign aggressors. You know, why is it? Why is it the American media will not go find out who this teenager was? And talk to his family and put them on TV so we can see them, because they don't want to humanize the people we kill. They don't want them to see the crimes that we have committed. And he should be ashamed of that medal. I don't doubt. What I ask you is to join with Nader and myself, that we will not betray that 12% of the youth. That's one out of every eight who has the courage to say, I am going to stand up for the truth. Like Matt said at that big anti-war demonstration, Matt Gonzalez, he says, Kerry voted, he's for the war, he voted for the Patriot Act, I cannot vote for him. This concept that we have ideals, that we actually have opinions, and that we're willing to act on them. 12% of the youth say that. And what is it people are asking to do? To teach that new generation? No. Learn how to get on your knees. Submit. Vote for war. Vote for the Patriot Act. Vote against the undocumented workers. Vote against working people. Vote against your own rights. Vote against democracy. You have to learn that in America, we have no rights. You vote against everything. Learn how to do it because your parents learned. The generation of the 60s desperately went into the Democratic Party, and what do we end up with? We end up with Bush. We end up with a Democratic Party far to the right. It is time for us to declare our independence like Tom Jefferson and the founders of this nation did against tyranny. We are suffering under a tyranny. We have a two-party dictatorship funded by money and controlled by money. That is against the people, and the fact the majority are going to vote for Kerry do not agree with him. They agree with Ralph Nader. If we had runoff elections, if we had free elections in America, there is no question that Nader would receive tens of millions of votes in the first round, maybe more than Kerry. Because the people who vote for Kerry only go for him because they want to get rid of Bush. They are, if you really got down to the people who say, you know what, I love Kerry. This is super. He's going to send more troops. Yay! The Democrats are already proposing the draft in the Senate and in the House of Congress. He says not one word. No, the people who are voting for Kerry don't agree with it. Kerry, they agree with you and me. Our job is to make the jailbreak and to liberate these people so that one day they will vote. Because the day 20 million, 30 million Americans vote for Ralph Nader or his equivalent, we will become a free people. We will have the right to run America. We will establish democracy. We will have free elections. We will not allow money to control us. And we will turn to save the world from the self-destruction to have crash programs for alternative energy and anything else that needs to be done. Let's be like the abolitionists in America. Let's look to them. They had the courage to stand up. Many gave their lives for principle. It is time that we stood up in America as citizens and said, we want free elections or we never vote for you. The time is called. We are now free. Free yourself from them. Vote against them. Stand up against them. And it is the only way we will ever break this monolithic hold on us that money has over our society. Thank you.